This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As Israel celebrated Jerusalem Day on Sunday, the fellowship sat down with Yifat Bardash, a seventh-generation Jerusalemite, to talk about her family's ties to God's holy city from their earliest roots.
Coming to Israel was the dream of all the Jews, and just few made it. We're talking about 1870. And on this time, there are 11,000 Jews in Jerusalem. And this is the number of the Arabs. So on this year, we already have the same amount Jews and Arabs in Jerusalem. And since then, Jews become the vast majority of Jerusalem. Since then, until these days. And we're talking about all the Aliyot, all the coming to Israel, starting on these days from Russia, from Poland, from Europe in general. There were four main cities for Jews in Israel. It was Hebron, Tzfat, Tiberias, and Jerusalem. Tel Aviv didn't exist yet, right? All this modern city didn't exist. The wall itself was built by the Ottomans about 400 years ago. And Arab, Jews, Muslim, Christians all lived within the walls. This was Jerusalem. Now we know we have four quarters. We have the Muslim quarter, the Christian quarter, the Jews quarter. But then everybody lived together in a yard surrounded by small houses, and they all lived together, Muslims and Jews.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Follow Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's timeless teachings and insights with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions, available online or sent directly to your inbox. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.